días.
¿Cómo están?
Bien, bien.
¿Qué traen hoy?
The San Ysidro border crossing between Tijuana and San Diego is the world's busiest. Most mornings, the line of cars and pedestrians stretches as far as the eye can see. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents ask everyone headed into the U.S. if they're bringing anything with them from Mexico.
Is your citizenship?
U.S.
Where do you live?
In college.
What are you doing in Mexico today, sir?
I was at the bar all night.
You bring anything back?
Many cars get x-rayed to see if drugs or people are hidden inside, but it's impossible to screen for one potentially lethal stowaway, and often people don't even know they carry it with them. It's tuberculosis. Amy Isaacson reports on recent innovations to help cure this deadly disease, a state-of-the-art clinic in Tijuana, and smartphone technology developed in San Diego are the newest tools used by doctors in a cross-border collaboration.
Dr. Rafael Laniato is just getting to work at his tuberculosis clinic at the General Hospital in Tijuana. The city has the highest tuberculosis rate in Mexico.
Just to give you an idea, the rate in the country is around 14 cases per 100,000. In Baja, it's around 40 cases. And in Tijuana, it goes from 50 to 60 cases.
North of the border, the U.S. national TB rate is at an all-time low, just 3.6 cases per 100,000. But San Diego's rate is more than double that, and together, Tijuana and San Diego have the highest concentration of TB of any cities along the U.S.-Mexico border.
We know the bug will not stop in the frontier, so we are trying to approach this problem as a regional problem. Not like Mexico and U.S.
Laniato has been working hand-in-hand with his counterparts on both sides of the border to push for more healthcare workers, better testing, and cheaper medicine to help stop the spread of TB.
Fortunately, my colleagues from the U.S., the physicians, and health personnel in general, we're a very tight community. We suffer along and we understand each other.
Last spring, Baja California's state government built a $700,000 state-of-the-art tuberculosis clinic to treat drug-resistant TB. Laniato is the lead doctor. Drug-resistant TB accounts for just a small percentage of the more than 1,000 new cases of TB every year in Baja. But it's a worry because diagnosing drug-resistant TB requires costly specialized equipment. Treating it is more expensive and takes twice as long.
So this is the reception where we receive the patients and they wait before they go into consultation.
TB is a highly infectious airborne disease, so the new clinic has installed a sophisticated air filtration system that sucks up potentially contagious TB bacteria and zaps them with UV light. Every employee in the clinic wears a face mask, except Dr. Laniato.
I was born in Krypton, so I'm tuberculosis proof. No, I never used it. Also, the main reason, I think the patients liked it. I'm not as scared of them.
Not everyone who's infected with TB gets sick. It can lay dormant for a lifetime. But left untreated, the disease can destroy the inside of the lungs until patients can no longer breathe. A 23-year-old patient comes into Laniato's examination room and sits down.
¿Cómo estás, Luis Fernando?
The patient strips off his black hoodie sweatshirt at Laniato's request. He's lost weight since he got sick. He looks very thin.
His lung is extremely destroyed. I always make little drawings.
Laniato flips through the patient's file to find the pair of lungs he's sketched. The left one is scribbled out.
Respira hondo.
Laniato places a stethoscope on the patient's back and listens to him breathe.
Otra vez.
Another doctor has already treated the patient twice for TB in the last 3 years, but he's still sick.
Okay, ponte tu ropa.
A few months ago, the doctor finally sent the young man to Laniato's new clinic.
We had the culture that was resistant to four drugs.
And his prognosis 5 years ago, what would you have said?
He would be dead.
In the last few years, Tijuana has turned into a destination for people in Mexico to be cured of drug-resistant TB. Laniato says a quarter of his patients have moved to the city solely to go to his clinic. In 2009, Baja California gained access to lower-priced drugs through the World Health Organization. A grant from the U.S. Agency for International Development allowed Laniato to send sputum samples to labs in San Diego, where diagnoses could be made more quickly and accurately. And through conference calls with colleagues in San Diego, Laniato has learned how to treat drug-resistant TB more successfully.
We have the highest rate of cure in the country.
Laniato says 90% of drug-resistant patients in Baja California are cured. Worldwide, it's about 50 to 60%.
I guess we'd be average if not we wouldn't work with San Diego. It's vital.
Laniato says his 23-year-old patient will be cured, but he'll have to live with one lung. Another key to the successful treatment of drug-resistant TB is a practice called directly observed therapy, or DOT. The World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control recommend DOT. A promotor or health worker goes to each patient's house to watch the patient take medicine every day, sometimes twice a day. It's an expensive way to guarantee that patients finish their treatment, but Laniato says it's necessary.
Once we start treatment, you might be symptom-free in maybe a month, and you will feel as better as you have felt for the last year. So they feel so good, and they say, but I don't need treatment anymore. I don't have any cough, I don't have any fever, I have a lot of appetite. So these pills, I don't want to take them. It's human nature.
If patients discontinue treatment before they're cured, the TB germ can actually become drug resistant. When that happens, treatment can take a year and a half or longer, and sometimes require 20 pills a day. Since 2006, with USAID funding, promotores have been assigned to all drug-resistant patients in Tijuana. The money also covers lab testing in San Diego, but it runs out this June.
Not worry about first-line testing. I'm sure we can manage that. I'm not worried about the drugs. We have them. What I'm worried about is promotoras. We need more promotores and supervision.
30 miles north of the border, one of Dr. Laniato's U.S. colleagues is hard at work on a potential solution to Baja California's promotor shortage.
I am Richard Garfine, and I'm a professor at the UC San Diego School of Medicine in the Division of Global Public Health.
Richard Garfine's office is on the second floor of a quiet Spanish-style building at UCSD. There's an ocean view, and it feels far from Tijuana. Garfine plans to make a smartphone do some of the promotores' work.
Well, this is a HTC phone by Sprint. It's a smartphone, and we use it to implement what we call our video directly observed therapy, or VDOT, intervention.
The idea is to maintain the WHO and CDC standard of care, but to cut down on the resources it takes, especially in a city like Tijuana.
It's a very large city, congested city, so just traveling can be quite difficult. The other thing is that the TB control programs lack the resources to provide a caseworker to observe all the patients. And so without some new mechanism of delivering DOT, it's just not possible.
In San Diego, all TB patients have observed therapy, but it's expensive. One day a few years ago, Garfine was at San Diego County's Office of Public Health. He saw San Diego TB caseworkers using a clunky camera phone system to watch patients take their medicine via two-way video.
Where the patient has a system at their home and the caseworker has a system back at the health department, and every day the caseworker would call up the patient at a designated time, and they would both get on their camera phones, and they would do this interaction by phone, and it worked quite well.
Garfine says a 9-month pilot test of the equipment saved the county 28,000 miles of driving and about 800 hours of staff time.
I thought it was brilliant, but then I thought, couldn't they do this with a mobile phone? We're in the 21st century now. You know, I watch my kids on their smartphones and they're sending videos all over the place. And I thought, well, why couldn't we do this for a practical application?
Garfine thought, forget the clunky camera phone. There should be an app for that. He submitted a grant proposal to the National Institute of Health for a pilot project. It was approved. Garfine, along with San Diego Public Health and Tijuana's TB Control Program, passed out free phones to 43 patients, some in San Diego and some in Tijuana. Like tens of thousands of people in the region, some of the patients cross the border daily to work, visit family, to go to the supermarket or the bank. Directly observed therapy was impossible for them before the smartphone app, because even if the Promotor was available, the patients weren't home.
It's not just making it cheaper and easier, it's actually solving a problem that was not being dealt with before.
Back in Tijuana, one of Dr. Laniato's patients has just dropped off a sputum sample. She's been part of Garfine's smartphone program for 5 months, just 1 month of treatment to go. She's 25 years old in skinny jeans. Her long hair is pulled back into a ponytail. As she leaves Laniato's clinic, she notices that it's just after 11 o'clock. She takes her TB medications every morning at 11.
I'm going to take off my face mask. We're going to take out the pills again.
Instead of racing home to meet her promotor or missing the meeting, the young woman reaches into her little black purse for her phone and pills.
We're going to get the phone ready to record.
Entonces, ya le voy a poner start para empezar a grabar.
Okay, now I'm going to press start to record.
Hola, mi número de participante es 858.
Hi, my participant number is 858.
She holds each pill up to the camera.
Hoy me tomaré dos pastillas de Dorval. Son unas cápsulas color guinda.
Today I'll take two Dorval pills. Una. They're maroon-colored capsules.
Then she swallows it with a sip of water.
Dos. Estoy mostrando la segunda cápsula. Sí me ha tocado que estoy aquí en la clínica. Al principio que venía todos los días.
When I first started, I came to the clinic daily. There were people who came walking from I don't even know where just so they could take their medicine. They battled a lot because they didn't have the resources to come every day. So I think one of these phones would help a lot.
Across town, one of Tijuana's TB control program promotores has seen firsthand how much the phones help.
Hola, buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Cristian Colín. Soy promotor de salud.
I'm Cristian Colín. I'm a health promoter, and I'm just getting in from the field, from dropping off medicine. I'm here to check the patients who take medicine using the cell phone.
Estoy abriendo la página.
Colín logs into the page where patients' videos are posted online and clicks on one.
Good afternoon. I'm at my aunt's house, and I'm going to take my medicine. It is Saturday, February 11th, and it's 5:30 in the afternoon. Okay, here we go. One.
Colleen can see 8 patients in person every day. It takes him 5 hours. In 1 hour, he can check 8 patients on video. He likes the convenience, but misses seeing his patients in person.
Me gusta el trato con ellos. Llegar, saludarlos y...
I like the contact with them. Arriving, saying hi, seeing that they're doing well. It's like a friendship with the patients.
Colleen may miss the personal touch, but the technology gives patients the freedom to carry on with their daily lives. As for UC San Diego's Dr. Richard Garfine, he plans to apply for more funding for a larger test of the smartphone app.
The idea would be to make a system like this available that it could be used by health departments anywhere in the world.
Regardless of where you live, patients have the right to receive the best treatment available.
Dr. Rafael Laniato says it's this kind of cross-border ingenuity that helps cure the worst cases of TB. But he and his colleagues need to find more funding to continue their high standard of care. For Capital Public Radio, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.
Whether it's an international collaboration like this one, a regional clinic serving an isolated population, a one-on-one program steering youth away from violence, or an advocate finding alternatives to the ER, these are healthcare heroes, each following a different path toward the same goal of healthier communities. You can find Amy Isaacson's Reporter's Notebook at capradio.org/ounce of prevention. There's also a video by Andrew Nixon, who followed the northward journey of those sputum samples from Dr. Laniato's clinic in Tijuana to a lab at UC San Diego. It's all online, including audio, video, and slideshows from all of the stories in this program. An Ounce of Prevention was reported by Pauline Bartolone, Steve Milne, and Amy Isaacson. Produced by Catherine Stifter, Paul Conley, and Alan Ray. Multimedia and web content was created by Andrew Nixon and Veronica Nagy. Music composed and performed by Scott Collard. The executive producer was Joe Barr. Funding for this program was provided by the California Endowment and the California Healthcare Foundation. There's much more online at capradio.org/ounce of prevention. I'm Pamela Wu. This program was produced by Capital Public Radio in Sacramento.